Hi, friends. Welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. First off, I just really want to thank everyone for such an amazing launch last week. I just cannot even put into words how grateful I am. I'm just feel so blessed to have already had the response that I've had. It was just so much more affirmation for me getting to talk with people, getting feedback on stuff already, topics you would like to discuss. It's just been really, really fulfilling for me, and just the reassurance that I needed to have to know that I am headed the right direction. And so it's just very, very exciting, and I want you all to know how much I appreciate it. So today, I wanted to talk about who do you say I am, embracing your true worth as a daughter of the King. I think that it is so important to cover this and discuss this to remind everyone, specifically women, who God says you are. A lot of times we can get so wrapped up in the roles that we play, wife, mother, you know, whatever your job is, if you volunteer or you help out in other ways. Most moms are extremely overstimulated. We have a lot of different tasks going on, and it's very easy to just only view ourselves as those things. And naturally, when we do that, we're going to have insecurities, shame, fear. We're going to feel overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated. It's just going to be a lot of feelings that come with that when we are just trying to look at it from the worldly view of things. And so I wanted to kind of rein it back in today and let you know exactly what God says about you and the person that you are, and hope that you can find this new confidence within yourself to start seeing yourself the way that God sees you. So in Ephesians 2:10, it tells us you are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus to do the things He planned for you long ago. So right off the bat, I mean, we're told that, you know, we are masterpieces made by God. Just let that really sink in for a minute, that God worked on you. Think about an artist when they work on their masterpieces and they're perfecting every little bit of it. And that is what you are to God. So a way I like to think about it is, imagine if you went to God as His masterpiece, and imagine telling Him you didn't like what He had done, or you didn't like the work, or it wasn't good enough, or there were imperfections. Like, no, there's not, because God is perfect. And if He created you in the image of Christ Jesus, then you are not all of those things. And, you know, when you think about that, like, you would not go tell God that He didn't do a good job. And so it's something to really just think about, that, you know, when we say these things about ourselves, we're saying these things about the creation of that God made. And that kind of really just brings it back into perspective for you. And when we start thinking about ourselves like God does, then we are renewed and we are refined, and we find peace in the things that we deal with, and we find power in our authority and who we are. As Christians, you know, we do have the Holy Spirit living in us, and that gives us the authority to do great things in His name. He even tells us, you will do all these things that I've done, and you will do greater. So who are we to doubt that when he tells us that, that we are called to do those things. When you come to know who you are in Christ, you are free to overcome your old mindsets, your old pain, your old temptations, your old ways, because he tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, in him, you are a new creation. The old is dead. So that means that God has stopped looking at those things, and it's time for us to start looking at those things too. Stop living in the fear of going back to those old mindset patterns, the old temptations, the old ways. Those are things, those are bondages that God can break you free of when you accept that you are a new creation in his eyes and you start viewing yourself the way that he views you. So once we can begin to see ourselves the way that God sees us and what he created us to be, we can begin to live with purpose. We begin to live more boldly and purposely. God has unique plans and purposes for each of our lives. And that's something that we have to realize is that you were given special gifts. You were given special abilities. You are the person that you are because you were meant for more. You have a purpose in your life to fulfill. And when you start making that connection with how God sees you, you start seeing what he instilled in you and your ability to go out and to do things and to make differences. And you're able to step out in faith and trust that God will continue to work in and through you, that he can use you for more. He can use you for the kingdom. He can use your talents, your abilities for the kingdom. He even tells us in Philippians 1:6, you can be confident that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. So if you have desires laid on your heart, passions, longings, dreams, you can be confident that if the Lord placed those on you and he began those good works within you, he will be faithful to complete them. He will prosper you and he will lead you in the right direction if you will get in one in syncrecy with him on these things. And he also tells us a little further down in Philippians 2:13, you have the power of God working in you to accomplish the things he wants you to do. So just even more affirmation that not only if he begins these works, will he complete them, but that you have the power of God working through you in these works and these goals and these dreams, and that he is going to work in you to help you accomplish these things. I know for me personally, like building that confidence to feel like you mean you called me to do more, you called me for something greater, was a big thing for me to accept. And, you know, I feel like a lot of other mothers probably deal with that too. Like, why, how would I be able to do this? Or why would I be able to do this at this point in life? Life is too busy. Life is too crazy. I just need to focus on being a mom. I need to focus on being a wife. I need to focus on this job. When in reality, we really need to focus first on all that God has given us and what ways we can use that to better our lives and better the kingdom. I think that the devil really likes to work to cripple that in us to feel like we're not called for more than that. Don't get me wrong, we're called, and those are very, very important roles, and we're called to fulfill them. And they do demand a lot to really serve the Lord as a mom and as a wife. It does demand more of you, but that does not mean that he hasn't called you for something else and to go out and to spread your goodness and to know that you're worthy of that and that he has given you the power and the ability to do that. And I believe by having that faith, that confidence, that the Lord is going to bless you even more in those ventures. Luke 1:45 tells us, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And so when I read that, I really try to stand firm on that scripture and knowing that when we show that confidence that we believe in what God promised us. Why wouldn't we believe in what God promises us? You know, I've told you several scriptures. There's so many more where he's constantly promising you that he will fulfill these things. And the one confidence that we can have more than anything is that God always fulfills his promises. He's never let you down. He's the only person who has never let you down. I mean, your husbands have let you down. Your friends have let you down. Your kids let you down. There's the flesh will continue to disappoint you and let you down throughout life. But he promises us right now that blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. And we have no reason not to believe that he wouldn't fulfill these promises for us. So now that we know that as masterpieces of God, he has instilled in us and giving us these dreams and these goals, and he defines who we are in him, and now it's time to go out and to chase those dreams, to chase those passions. And I just really encourage everyone to begin to spend some time with God, asking him to help you first off see yourself the way that he sees you, love yourself the way that he loves you, but also to just fuel those dreams, fuel those desires, help you to see what special gifts he has given you, and where he wants you to go, how he wants you to serve. This can be a really great time to just kind of dig back into your creativity and see what you come up with. It can be scary. I know, like for me, when I first started, I was like, I literally have no hobbies anymore. I don't know what I like, you know, I don't know what I enjoy. But just stay persistent in your walk with God and praying with him. And I really do feel like he will show you something. He did not make any of us to have no dreams, no desires, no passions. There is something. And it may take a little digging and a little chipping away to find it. But I promise you, he even promises us that he has given us all gifts, that we all have a special calling here on this side of heaven. And I just really wanted to touch on this to be able to help encourage other women to not just feel like you're just stuck to just those mom and wife roles, that there is so much more out there for you. That will help you grow in those roles as well. I know as I've started venturing into, you know, this new business opportunity and all the different things that God had led me to, I was so worried about how that would take away from being a mom or being a wife. But honestly, the more that I have dove in to connecting with God and what he's called me to do, it's helped me in those areas. It's helped me to grow in those areas, to look at those areas differently, in good and bad ways. Like it helped me to see sometimes maybe you were freaking out or panicking about moments as a wife or a mother that weren't as serious as you made them to be. You know, I think sometimes when we're a little overstimulated, that means we can also overreact about some things. And so it's really just helped me to work all of it together for his good. And I just want to be that encouragement to you to just work all things for his good. But also, I think it's so important that you realize that your identity in him and what he created you to be, who you truly are in his eyes. It's not what you see. It's not what the world sees. It's not what you've been told before. It's not your failures. It's not your past. It's not your temptations that you still struggle with, all the things that you keep in the dark that you don't tell anyone about. It's not about all of those things. He still, even with all of those, he has still created you to be a wonderful masterpiece in his eyes that can go out and do great things and can go out and spread his love. And so I really just wanted to be that encouragement to someone today to love yourself and to see yourself the way God does. I truly hope that this episode has helped someone out. As always, I would love feedback. If you have questions, if you have concerns about some things that were said, if you're feeling a certain way about where, you know, you're lacking, whatever it may be, please know that I'm always available to talk. This is not an easy task. It's not something that's just going to happen overnight, but just know that you can find the love within yourself to see yourself the same that God does. And I really just want to encourage you to do that. And I would love to close us out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to come here and to share with all of these ladies your goodness, Lord. And thank you so much for creating us as a masterpiece, for putting so much fine detail into each and every one of us. You instill gifts in us. You instill different callings, Lord. And I pray that we will always see ourselves through your eyes, Lord, and that we will see the opportunity that you have given us to view ourselves as you do and to go out and to serve the world, Lord, love on the world, and just help people to know that they are called for more and that they're not defined by their feelings, by their past, by their what other people may say about them, Lord. We are only defined by what you say about us. And I pray that she will seek in her heart and she will be able to find that and to love herself exactly the same way that you love her and to know that you have given her the abilities within her, Lord. I pray that each and every one of these women will go out and have a wonderful week and that you will just keep your hand on them throughout all of the day, Lord. Thank you so much for your blessings, and we praise you in your holy and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Make sure to leave me some comments. Let me know what you think, suggestions, topics you would like to discuss, and be sure to go follow me on all social media platforms. I'm super excited about episode 3 because we're going to talk a little bit about marriage, and I'm going to have my first guest host, my very best friend. So I am so excited for that episode. Thanks so much for hanging out with me, guys. God bless.